ready for some football?
Are you ready for some Patreon?
Are you ready for some murder stories?
Are you ready for us to sing in your ears all day long about nothing?
Yes.
Yes, we are.
I fucking hope so, because we're doing it.
God damn!
Oh my God, I think I threw out my shoulder just lifting up my own body weight.
Oh, no. How you doing?
Great. Jesus I'm fucking Christ. Great. I'm shouldn't touch any of this. Fuck. I'm very confidently touching it.
Did you see my nails?
I did not.
They're fall, y'all.
They're so pretty. Thanks. They are fall, y'all.
It's fall, y'all.
It is fucking fall, y'all.
They're brown.
I have pumpkins outside of my house.
You do have pumpkins outside of your house. I was going to get ghosts and make my nails spooky, and then I was like, is it Halloween or is it just fall?
See, I just had this discussion with somebody at work. I was like, hey, listen, I just bought a 13-foot tall dino that has a pumpkin in its mouth. It's an inflatable
you
thingy.
Didn't tell me that.
I forgot until right now.
And you never so- tell me.
I tell you everything, bitch. I'm telling you now. So, it's a thing you plug in. It's 13 feet tall. I may have purchased it when I was in a rut and I needed something to make me happy. And it was only like $36, so it's probably going to be total shit and blow it.
Oh, my God. No. Are you sure it's feet and not inches?
I will be so pissed because the picture, clearly probably fucking photoshopped, had an entire fucking 6 foot tall human man standing next to it, and it was still towering over him, and he was like, wow, look at the dino with that pumpkin in his mouth, you know?
Wow.
Yeah, and then obviously I had my little man with me because he had hand, foot, and mouth. Did we talk about that yet on this?
That was probably
goddamn last week. I don't really remember.
Yeah, it was.
Anyway,
it was.
We went through hand, foot, and mouth. So he was homesick with me, and we were looking on Amazon, and I was like, I'm gonna fucking die. I'm gonna fix myself by purchasing something stupid. He saw it. He was like, fuck yeah, I want that. It's like a brontosaurus or what, a brachiosaurus. I don't know the names.
Well, now which one is it?
But he loves them. He'll tell us. I don't know.
Oh, thank
it's probably
God.
A stegosaurus. I don't know.
It's a triceratops.
No, it's one with them with a long fucking neck.
Okay. One of them long necks.
Oh, yeah. That's what makes them 13 feet tall, man.
Yeah.
And I had already had another one that was 8 feet tall, and it was a T-Rex that was, like, dressed like a skeleton, and it had a fucking, like, trick-or-treat back or whatever, and I was like, we're gonna get that one. But then he wanted this one more, and I was like, well, listen, I'm not in that far of a minty bee that we need two.
Yeah.
So we just got this one. Anyway, I've been super excited to inflate him, but I was like, it's September. Like, I should wait till October first, right?
Dinosaurs are seasonal, like,
but
like
it's
all
a
seasonal.
Pumpkin jack-o'-lantern.
Do you think you can change it?
That's what I was thinking. Like, maybe I could make it a present for...
Yeah, or like a heart for Valentine's Day.
Will you help me?
Yeah, obviously.
Okay, I'm going to need your creative juices.
Okay, we'll just get a red T-shirt and wrap the pumpkin part and be like, nah, it's a heart.
Okay, well, an apple? I don't know. Now you lost me.
I don't know how to change it. Do you think it comes
out
of his mouth?
Something cool and I could rig it on there, you know?
We could do that,
like
a
board.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we have time
to
think
about
it.
Do you think it would stay up? Because those things are real flimsy. Yeah. And by flimsy, I mean like they're like...
Yeah, it's like a strong breeze will blow it over. I know, I'm concerned. I haven't inflated it yet, and I was going to wait till October 1st, and somebody at work this week told me it's okay to do it now. It's the end of September. It's fine. And there is fucking Halloween decorations up everywhere, so it is okay.
Yeah, your neighborhood goes kind of ham with it, so.
Yeah.
I feel like you're fine.
But look, I, like, my front yard's kind of on a hill, so I feel like he's just going to, like, fall into the street. His neck is just going to be, like, slapping into the street. I'm going to be like, God damn it. We're going to have to give him a name.
Brontosaurus, you say? You could call him Monty the Bronte?
Ooh. What about Giraffe the Dinosaur?
Giraffe the Dinosaur? Who that? That's Giraffe.
Sure, what I did there.
Have your kids name him. It'll be, like, Chachu.
Yeah, it's going to be something stupid.
Obviously.
I'm for it.
Yeah, every time.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Anyway, happy fucking fall, y'all.
Happy fall, y'all.
Boop, boop, boop. That's not a fall song.
No.
You know what I heard?
What?
I was at lunch today,
mm-hmm.
and I heard a fucking Ray J song or some shit we used to blast in the smoothie shop. I don't even remember what it was.
I was listening to a different radio station today. I usually listen to like 91X or whatever, mm-hmm. right? And then mm-hmm. I don't even know what I was listening to, but I was listening to something else. And it was like an Usher song. I'm like,
yeah.
What year is it?
I don't know, but I love it.
I was for it and I played it loud. And then I was like, it's like the radio, though.
Like, what is it? Oh, you know what? I actually typed the song in my phone because I was like, don't forget it. But I put it in a goddamn search.
Ah, some bitch.
And then I typed over it.
Of course.
So now I don't remember what it was, and I can't remember.
You could swipe back if you have, if you know which tab it was.
Well, it wasn't that tab. I'll tell you that much right now.
Tell you that much.
Anyway, not important, but fucking nostalgic.
Highlight of your life. Highlight absolutely of your day so I far.
Do it again instantly.
I love it.
Anyway, in fact, I would love to listen to it right now with you here, and you'd be like, ooh, I can hear the blenders in the background as you're blending up the strawberry smoothie, and you're like, I don't know, whatever fucking song it was. Right now, all I can think of is like, that was quite a show, very entertaining.
Oh, yeah.
But that's not it.
Yeah. Anytime I think of old R&B songs like that or whatever, I think of,
crying all alone on the bedroom floor because he's hungry, and the only way to feed him is to sleep with a man for a little bit of money, and his daddy's gone. So we're smoking rock now,
in and out of lockdown. I ain't got a job now.
So for you, this is just a good time, but for me, this is what I call life.
My parents, I was fucking singing it when I was a kid. I know, like, right? I don't know, 11? How old are you? Yeah. Middle school?
I know.
Getting down to that song. I fucking recorded that bitch on my boombox on a cassette. Well, I would listen to it over and over. And I was like, this is a fucking
touching me.
Woo! She's just there for her baby.
Hungry.
He's on the so floor. Hungry. Crying all alone.
On the bedroom floor?
Ooh! What were my parents thinking?
I don't know. They like, probably are like,
Jesus fucking Christ.
Honestly, sometimes my kid, though, okay, here's the thing. I don't know if you know the song. I don't think it's a popular song. I think my kid is just friends with ghetto parents, which I'm four, because that was me until I fucking died on the inside.
Yeah, but, until your soul left your body and now you're just a fucking corporate bitch.
Exactly. My son was like, Mommy, can you put on Gritty in Ohio? And I was like, okay. So I just typed it into fucking Spotify. It is so bad.
Oh, no, really?
It's like Gritty in Ohio, fucking Ohio, rape in Ohio. It doesn't say rape, but, you know, like it gets some words that my fucking he was five at the time, was singing. Maybe he was six, but like freshly six. So like, you know, there's a big gap between five and seven.
Yeah, there is.
That age of six is a wide range. Mm-hmm. And he was still in the younger range. And he sang, he got my younger one, the four-year-old. He'll be like, great again, Ohio. And I'm like, we are not listening to this. And I'm freaking out. So they think it's funny. Yeah. Right? And I'm like, is there like a Kidz Bop version? And they're like, no, this is the song. And I'm like, where the fuck? I think they just heard their friend say it because they probably heard in their parents' car or some shit, and so they're just repeating it. Honestly, I don't really know, and it's probably a really good song if I would have listened to it the rest of the way, but I haven't gone back and listened to it, but my kids say it all the time.
Yeah, or like not listen to it with your kid, then you're like, oh shit, okay,
this is a good song.
Yeah. I've been listening to a lot of Doja Cat and like Paint the Town Red or whatever.
Oh my god, were you in the car? Were you in the Uber when Darcy was
That's what made me start listening to it, because I was like, this is a fucking vibe right now. Yeah. And I was like, I want to hear that shit again. Loved it. I've been trying to recreate that night since. Every day since. I'm like going to work. I'm like, it's not the same. It's not the same.
Well, we were smashed.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It's not the same.
It's a little different. Can I be 100% honest? Mm-hmm. We were listening to all the Doja Cat songs that she was playing, and I was like, not my vibe.
Not my vibe. The first song. That's the only one. I was like, that shit's my jam. And now it is my jam forever. Just Paint the Town Red. I've been listening to that shit on repeat.
I should go back and is that like her one big song or something?
No, she had other ones, but it's like the more recent big song.
Well, I know she has other big songs, but I mean the ones that Darcy played that night.
Yeah, of the ones Darcy played that night, it was the first one, and it's the most popular one right now.
Yeah. That's what I figured.
My kid now though loves it. Loves it. And we're like, Ma, can you play the song Paint the Town Red? Or he says, I paint the town red, and I was like, yep.
Dumbass.
Stupid. And so then I play that shit, and there's she's a devil, she's a bad little bitch, she's a rebel, and I have to be like, you'd say B.
I do say know
she's
that
a bad
song.
Little B. And he's like, I do.
Sure I do. Oh my god, I love it when I'm okay, this happened recently. I don't know where the fuck we went this weekend. Anyway, but my kids were in the car, and I could hear my little tiny son from the back seat right behind me singing all the lyrics to a song that I was like, fuck yeah, like super. It was, you know what it was? It was My Chemical Romance, Teenagers.
Oh, great song.
And he knew all the lyrics. I'm like, okay, first of all, your dad must be playing this because I never play it.
Yeah.
Like, not because I don't want to. It's just, first of all, they're barely ever in my car long enough to hear a song.
Right.
And I just don't play it. Like, I gotta be in like certain moods for shit like that.
Yeah, me too.
Anyway, he knows all the lyrics.
Sends you right back. It's like that baby. Time.
I know.
Your little guy. I know.
Doesn't it melt your heart?
I can't wait until we can bring them to shows where they're
that's what I'm telling him. I'm like, babe, do you want to go see Red Hot Chili Peppers? Like, I'll look them up. And he's like, I just don't think concerts are my thing. That's what he told me. And I was like,
he's never been to a
bitch,
concert.
Bitch, they are, first of all, and you just don't know yet. But yeah. I'm going to wait until it's something really good, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I got to get him into something that I know is going to come touring.
Yeah.
And then be like,
and not something lame.
And maybe just not tell him and then be like, babe, we're going to see him. We're going to Monster Jam on Saturday.
Oh, that's fun.
I didn't know.
Oh, cool.
Lee planned this with one of his other friends.
Oh, that's nice.
And I was like, cool, whatever, Monster Jam, I'm down. Let's go, whatever.
Obviously.
I'm so tired of doing things, though, that I'm kind of like in the middle on it. Like, I will never say no because I have FOMO so much. But mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, cool, we'll do Monster Jam, whatever. And then Lee said this morning, he goes, it's like a glow party Monster Jam. And I said, excuse the fuck out of me? What? Because he also said it's at noon. So I was like, how is it going to glow at noon? And he's like, it's at the sports arena. So it's inside.
Oh.
And I was like, well, now I'm really excited.
Yeah.
Like, what? You should admit. Why was that not the first thing you said?
How did you not lead with that?
Also, I didn't even know we were going to Monster Jam until I looked at the calendar and it said Monster Jam. And I was like, oh, hold up. We got Monster Jam tickets? And he's like, yeah, remember I told you about that? And I'm like,
nope.
Vaguely, like 3 months ago. I was like, hey, do you want to go in September with so-and-so to this?
Yeah.
And I'm like,
yeah.
Yeah, like, sure, whatever. I totally fucking forgot. Anyway, so now I'm excited, and he's like, you should get high and go to it. And I'm like, sign my ass up.
Girl, that sounds like you just got a whole day. That sounds fun.
I'm so excited. I think he's just trying to save me because I've been crying every night, and so he's like, I'll save you.
Yeah.
We're going to take her to a fun kid thing.
Something she'll love. Monster trucks, getting high, and cosmic monster trucks.
Oh my God, are you kidding? That is my perfect Saturday afternoon.
Honestly.
I'm going to get to be done by like 3.
Out of my mind drugged.
You are.
Yeah. So. Thanks for the invite, but I'm not going to make it.
And then tomorrow, you don't want the invite. Well, maybe you do. It's with Nelson, so you would probably go. You guys are pretty cool, but still.
Yeah.
Not when you're drugged.
Not when I'm drugged.
Surgery on your feet.
Yeah.
Not worth it at that time. Now, if it were Nora, I could see you being like, what the fuck? Where's the invite?
Yeah, I'd be real.
Guess what? Didn't know I was invited, so you're fine. Anyway, are you ready to talk about murder?
I've never been more ready for anything in my
life. Listen, guys, we're trying something new.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I just cut you off. It's because I knew your answer.
Yeah, everyone knows it. It's the same fucking answer every time.
Every fucking time. Okay, so we're trying something new because I've been having solid minty bees all week long, and so has Aaron and everything, and it was my week to do too because, in case you don't know, we are recording 3 today. We already recorded fucking 1 episode. This is episode number 2, and we're about to do a number 3 after this. Anyway, not relevant, other than the fact that it's a lot of research and we had no fucking time, and I literally have tried every hour to get something done. Impossible. Critty helped us.
Critty
saved us again, and she did the research for this. But the reason that this is different is I haven't read this yet.
Yeah.
So we're trying a new format right now.
So, yeah, we're going
to... Aaron and I don't know the story together, and I'm going to read it, and Critty is telling it to us via this Google Docs.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you so much, Critty. Everybody go thank Critty, because without this Patreon would not have been
Would
this
not
week.
Exist. But, see, now you'll get both of our genuine reactions to it.
Oh, my God, I'm super excited.
However, you'll get no clarifications if one of us has a question. Like, maybe that's coming up later.
We're going to find out together.
Yeah.
We're going to probably say all the shit and then read it and be like, oh, I just fucking saw that. But
you know?
Super secret time. I've always wanted to do this.
Yeah?
I thought this would be fun. Well,
it feels kind of like a listener story or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, something that happened to you.
Like,
you know?
Could be really fun.
Yeah.
As long as Critty did a good job researching, which she always does.
Critty.
Yeah. Okay.
She always does.
Oh, God damn it. The first fucking... I should have read at least the names.
Oh, God damn it.
Joseph?
Joseph? Good start. Here we go.
Joseph or Joseph and Maria Barsi were both Hungarian immigrants when they came to the United States in 1956 during the Soviet occupation.
Oh, okay. 1956. Here we go.
1956. Joseph worked hard as a plumber while he settled in New York. Okay, so we immigrated to New York in 1956.
Mm-hmm. He's a plumber?
Yep. Joe, fucking sub-bullet. Joe claims to have killed a man in a bar fight. And was an overall tough guy with a drinking problem. Sounds like everybody in 1956.
Honestly.
There's no evidence to back his claims of murder, though.
Okay. But he's just like, yeah, trust me, he's fucking dead.
For sure. That guy, bar fight, don't fuck with me. Mm-hmm. I fucked him up.
Got him.
He married, was known to be abusive, and eventually left his first family to start a new life. He's like, that fucking other family... out of here.
That one didn't work out. I'm going to try again.
I'm a tough guy who killed people in bar fights.
Yeah.
They're probably like, later, Joseph.
Yeah, second time's a charm.
Uh-huh. At some point, Joseph lived in Arizona and got the nickname Arizona Joe. Oh, it probably is Joseph.
Arizona Joe.
Yeah, see, there we go. Okay. Arizona Joe. Then he moved to Los Angeles.
Okay.
Oh, thank God she changes it to Joe now. Joe met Maria at a Hungarian restaurant she was waitressing at in L.A.
Okay.
She was a divorced woman who was impressed with Arizona Joe, and he quickly won her over with his plumber money flashiness and his bad boy attitude.
I love it. Side note, did he still go by Arizona Joe even in L.A.? He's not like L.A. Joe now?
I feel like it's got, like, when you get given a nickname, you can't just change it. It's your nickname, okay. You know, like Pinky, Butch. Yeah. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Like, you're always going to be Pinky, even if your hair is blue.
Okay.
I'm always going to be Butch, even if I'm...
a lady.
I was going to say a lipstick, but that could be better. All right. Joe was a contract plumber in L.A. He made good money, and he made sure people fucking knew it.
Actually, plumbers do make fucking bank.
Nobody wants to shovel your shit.
Yeah. And that's why.
Yeah.
They're like, I guess I'll fucking do it, but yeah. You are gonna pay for it.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Joe was very concerned with people knowing that he was strong, powerful, and a wealthy man.
Oh, okay. Listen. I said they make good money, but, like, I don't know if I've ever met a wealthy plumber.
Like a rich plumber? It's always just, like, they are comfortably living their life.
Yeah, like, they make enough to do desert toys and that kind of stuff. Like, they have a comfortable life, they have a house, and they have maybe something fun, expensive hobby.
Yeah.
But, like, I've never seen a monocled fucking plumber before.
Like, anyway, I gotta wipe this shit off my monocle real quick.
Let me get my pocket square first. Yeah. Bitches aren't wealthy. But okay, sure.
Perhaps. Fine. Maybe he owns the plumbing business.
Oh.
Didn't say that, though. He said contract plumber.
Sounds
maybe
like.
Maybe he is his own business.
Sounds like.
So, Maria is smitten with Joe, and she felt like he was going to take care of her and be her protector, because he's so strong and dangerous and wealthy.
Mm-hmm. He'll kill people for you.
He fucking will. Shortly after getting married, the couple welcomed Judith Eva Barcy on June 6th, 1978.
Okay. Got it.
Oh my God, I think I know the story. Let's see. I think I know the story.
All right. Well, good thing you're telling it.
Oh, my God. Okay. Despite being told how slim the chances were, Maria was determined to make Judith famous. I fucking know this story.
Okay. How fun.
She groomed her for child acting, and the two became very close over the years.
Okay.
Judith was born with a hormone deficiency, which inhibited her growth. Despite hormone treatments, she appeared and sounded much younger than she really was. I didn't know that, Judith.
Great for child acting.
Exactly. You could be a child actor your whole fucking life.
Yeah.
That reminds me of, like, remember that, like, is her name Zelda? The chick from, like, Teen Witch, where she's, like...
Sabrina?
Witch? No. Isn't there... There's, like... an 80s movie called Teen Witch, where they're like, I'm hot, and you're not, so even one shot, stop that. And there's, like, the little, like, gremlin witch lady, and she's like, take the raven's claw. Anyway, somebody knows what I'm talking about. I'm pretty sure her name is Zelda. It's an actress. Short little gut lady. I almost said guy. She's probably in, like, fucking Are You Afraid of the Dark also. You didn't have
Poltergeist?
Fucking
cable. Is she the one that was
in
Poltergeist?
Yes, she's in Poltergeist. Why didn't I remember the one fucking movie she's in?
Yeah, you go with Teen Witch? What was that on fucking TV? Is that a CW fucking movie?
I watched that more than... No, it's a fucking movie, goddammit. And I watched it more than Poltergeist because Poltergeist is hungry.
Yeah, well, that's what I watched because my parents didn't...
My parents didn't either. They're like, it's movie fucking seven. And I was like, wow, that's interesting. Anyway, Poltergeist, the TV, the fucking hard pass.
yeah, I would do that shit. My mom would come downstairs and I'm like, there he is. She's like, God damn it, Aaron. Turn it off.
That's fucked up.
Turn what off, Mom?
Everything's fine. Okay, so when Judy was 5, she measured 3'8" at 10 years old, which is the average height of a 6-year-old.
Aww.
So she was mini.
Little baby girl.
She was spotted at an ice rink by a commercial director, and he...
Oh, they live in L.A. I was like, okay.
Yeah, I know, right? At an ice rink? Anyway, they're like, hey, I like the looks of her.
Creep.
And her career took off from there. Her first gig was a Donald Duck orange juice commercial.
Is this going to be Ducky?
Yep.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
In 1984, Judy got her first major role in a film, Fatal Vision. She was 5 years old and played 3-year-old daughter Kimberly McDonald. Fatal Vision was a major motion picture depicting a real-life family annihilator, Jeffrey McDonald, who killed his pregnant wife and 2 daughters in 1970.
Oh, my God.
Maria quit waitressing and became Judy's full-time stage mom, and she spent all their free time working in Hollywood. So she was like, I'm about to be a momager.
Yeah, momager.
It was important for Maria to keep Judy's life as, quote, normal as possible. Judy went to public school, rode her bike around the neighborhood, took up knitting. How cute. And played board games.
Okay.
Judy was getting more and more exposure, and she was working as much as a six-year-old is allowed to. I'm sure she was getting a lot of money, too. I'm sure fucking mom was like, I'll quit my job. I don't need a waitress.
Yeah, she's probably making at least as much as a waitress.
Yeah. Okay. So Joe was insanely jealous that his little child was outranking him as the family breadwinner.
Turns out
she was making more than a fucking plumber.
Wow. Okay.
And made it known that he was irritated with his wife and daughter. How sad.
That's rude. First of all, you're welcome.
Weird. Yeah.
Yeah. You're not in competition with your daughter.
No, like fucking use that.
Enjoy it and maybe take a day off.
Yeah, exactly. Plumber Joe. Yeah. Arizona Joe.
Arizona Joe plumber.
Yeah. Fucker. Okay. In 1985, Judy got more work in commercials and on television productions like The Twilight Zone and some made-for-TV movies. Thanks to Judith's $100,000 a year income, which would be $285,000 in today's money, the family was able to buy a three-bedroom home in Canoga Park.
Wow, good for her.
Right? Go, Judith. Judy seemed like a happy, normal little girl up until this point. Joe felt inadequate because his daughter was making more money and could provide more than he ever could as a plumber. He began to drink more, and he was verbally abusive to Maria and Judy.
That's fucked up.
Poor family. Joe told his fellow plumber friend Peter, gets worse.
Sounds like a joke.
Yeah. Joe told his fellow plumber friend Peter that he wanted to kill his wife. Whoa, Joe, that escalated. Yeah, but Peter brushed it off as a guy just venting. I could fucking kill her.
Yeah. Who hasn't said that, you know?
Every day. No, I'm just kidding. Peter claimed that Joe told him over 100 times. Oh, my God. That's a lot. How would he know?
That's counting.
A weird number.
It's like it's definitely more than 50. Probably less than 200.
100.
Split the difference.
Every day we went to dinner, and that was every other night.
It was every Tuesday for 3 weeks.
Yeah. So that was 3 times. Yeah. Okay, so he told him over 100 times, and that when asked what would happen to his daughter, Joe responded, "I guess I'll have to kill her too."
Ew!
Ew. In 1986, Judy was all over television. She made appearances in Punky Brewster, Cheers, The Love Boat, and she was in the movie Eye of the Tiger.
Oh my gosh. She's fucking crushing it.
Loved Punky Brewster when I was little. Joe festered and wouldn't even watch Judy's work on TV. How sad. Joe, you're a dick.
Honestly.
Maria and Judy would make popcorn and watch her films and commercials together. Aww. How fucking cute. When Joe was around, they would have to hide in Judy's room to watch them. Oh, at least she had a TV.
Yeah. Well,
but that's not the point.
No, but also, like, how
sad?
Sad. You're proud of something that you did, and dad is like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
For no reason.
Awful.
Yeah.
Joe's threats of violence and verbal harassment escalated physically. Oh, no. Joe accepted a telegram on Maria's on Maria's behalf, informing her that a family member had passed away in Hungary. Why can't I talk?
Hungary.
You know,
Hungary.
See?
Hungary. I don't know how to say it. I don't know how to say anything.
Nah, I don't either. Okay. Joe thought that Maria would take... Everybody's, like, fucking punching their listening device. Like, these bitches.
Why do I pay for this?
Okay. Joe thought that Maria would take Judy to Hungary.
Back to the homeland.
And not come back. So he never told Maria about her dead relatives. So
first
she's
of
like,
all,
oh
and
God.
Not come back?
Good. You don't like them.
Isn't that what he wanted?
I guess.
Second of all, that's not what she's going to do because she's not going to get the same opportunities
in
her home country.
I've always said Hungary, but now that I'm seeing it, I'm like, it's Hungary.
Yeah, it's Hungary, but I think I've always just brushed over it, and like, I don't think I actually say it that often.
I'm not sure that I've ever said it
out loud.
Yeah. Until this very moment. It's from Hungary.
Hungarian.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Anyway, okay, so anyway, he was afraid that she was going to take Judy and never bring her back.
Okay.
Which,
take his cash
point,
cow that he didn't want.
Yeah, to your point, what the fuck? Joe bought Judy a pink color TV for her bedroom as an apology for throwing... Whoa.
Do we skip some shit?
No, this just escalates.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so Joe had bought Judy a pink color TV for her bedroom as an apology for throwing her to the ground by her hair.
Ow.
Sorry about it.
Here's a pink colored TV.
That shit probably was legit in 1986.
Probably was.
Joe was annoyed with her flying a kite in the yard, and he took it from her hands and broke it into pieces in front of her, telling her that she was a spoiled brat who wouldn't share. What the fuck?
Maybe she wasn't sharing.
To who, Joe?
The neighbor kid.
You still don't do that. That's traumatic.
No, I agree. But the 80s were different.
That's true.
Like, my parents did some traumatic shit now I'm like, same. Nah, it's just memories, right?
That's not trauma. I still am thinking that he's a dick.
No. I know.
Yeah.
He's a dick.
Yeah. You're aware.
I'm just trying to, you know, pretend we don't know yet.
Yeah, okay. Maria told her neighbor that Joe had hit her in the face with a frying pan.
Jesus Christ.
Causing her nose to bleed and swell. That'll do it.
In the nose? Oh. That's like a straight-on face frying pan situation. That's what it would look like.
Would you do that?
In a cartoon.
Maria told the same neighbor that Joe says she's going to kill them, then himself, and set the house on fire. Joe's drinking was also out of control, and he had been arrested twice for a DUI. Maria made a police report for domestic violence. Good, but failed to press charges. Damn it.
We're learning together, remember?
In 1987, Judy and Maria went to the Bahamas to film Jaws, The Revenge.
Ooh. Fun. He's just fucking jealous.
He just needs to ride along.
Yeah. Like,
anyway, I hold her umbrella in the rain.
Yeah.
Like, is it going to rain in the Bahamas? Probably.
I don't know, but
they need me.
Embrace your fucking baby girl.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So they were going to leave, and before they left, Joe took a knife to Judy's throat and said that if they didn't come home after filming, he would slit her throat. Where? Are you going to find her, bro?
Leave. Run. Hide. He did that to the daughter?
Mm-hmm. Jealousy.
That's fucked up.
Jealousy. Maria was terrified and told whoever would listen that she was so scared to go home to her husband, and these people just brushed it off and thought that Maria was trying to get attention. Rude?
Oh my God.
That is so rude. Did she come off as the type that wanted attention? Like,
I mean, she's a stage mom, so yeah. Probably. But also, you should
still listen.
Who wants that kind of attention?
Nobody.
Like, someone who wants to be like popular.
A lot of paperwork, you know?
It feels like someone that wants to be popular, someone that wants to be liked and all that isn't going to be like, and anyway, my home life sucks.
Yeah, afraid that I'm going to have my throat slashed. Like, that's not attention seeking. That's like red flag.
That's like, can someone call for me? Because I'm afraid to call.
Yeah, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Judy returned home and continued to work while suffering at home. She began to pull out her cat's whiskers and then pulling her own eyelashes out. Which is trichotillomania.
Trichotillomania.
Oh, there you go.
Brandon has that.
What?
Well, I mean, it's not diagnosed. But when he gets stressed out, he picks at his beard right here, and then he'll get a bald spot. You never seen it? Sometimes his bald spot grows really big, and I have to slap him, and I say, stop with your trichotillomania.
Oh.
And then he gets mad at me.
I've always seen it. That's another word I've never said outside, out loud.
Trichotillomania. I learned how to say it so that I could make fun of Brandon for it.
Yeah, that's smart. Mm-hmm. Jesus. So I can make fun of him for it. Just like out him on a podcast.
He knows he has it.
Anyway, so it's a coping mechanism that's common in abuse victims. Oh my God, we need to check in on Brandon.
It's because I'm making fun of him, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. God, we need to check in on him. She also began to put on defensive weight.
Is this Maria or Judith?
This is Judith.
I don't think that she was, like, that's not.
Maybe she was being, like, molested. You know how people do that, like.
To make themselves, like, ugly or something or undesirable.
Anyway. So she got roles on the Tracy Ullman show growing.
Well, hold on. Sorry. You just said how she had gained this defensive weight. And then your next line was she got roles on. And I was like. Okay.
Damn.
Yeah.
She grew 7 roles.
Got roles in her stomach and her mom was disappointed.
Okay. She was cast on the Tracy Ullman show, Growing Pains, and got her favorite role she ever played, which was Ducky in the Land Before Time.
Favorite movie.
Dude, my little son right now, obsessed.
Is he?
Obsessed with Land Before Time.
Oh my God.
Growing up, I fucking hated dinosaurs. This is karmic.
karma. Yeah, it karma. Honestly is.
Hated it. And
your
I had
kid a, is obsessed with dinosaurs.
I had a best friend who was obsessed with Land Before Time, so I had watched it, like, once. I don't even really remember it. And the whole time I was like, this is the oldest fucking show I've ever seen.
It's the best super lame. Movie. I'll watch it all the time with your fucking son.
I still haven't really
seen it. A Star it Tree. You've never watched it? Mm-mm. Ugh.
Yeah, I... He says all their names. I know that the Triceratops' name is Sarah, mm-hmm. but it's spelled with a C.
Obviously.
I forget the little fucking, like,
Petrie?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. See? God damn it.
Favorite fucking movie growing up.
Yeah, you and my youngest, one in the same.
Yeah.
You should start talking to him about Land Before Time. He'll lose his goddamn mind. He'll be like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And, like, tell
no,
you
No, he'll
about.
Be like, yep, yep, yep.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay, so Don Bluth, the director of Land Before Time, said she was absolutely astonishing. She understood verbal direction, even for the most sophisticated situations. Judy was overheard saying, quote, my daddy is drunk every day, and I know he wants to kill my mother when she was 9 years old.
Oh, God.
This poor girl was so left, like, that's nobody so saved sad. Her. In the beginning of 1988, Maria gave Joe an ultimatum. Stop drinking or we're leaving. And she even leased an apartment in Panorama City. Is that really a place?
Probably.
No, Panorama. Yeah, Panorama City. Panorama City.
Is it like...
It's probably in L.A.
Yeah,
I don't know. You LA. Like, you can see the panorama of the sign. Anyway, okay, so she leased an apartment in Panorama City for her and Judy. So she's like, I'm getting the fuck out.
Yeah.
Joe stopped drinking, but he was still abusive to them, and he called them ungrateful because he did what they asked, but they still weren't happy.
Of course.
Maria was over it, and although they didn't move in...
Maria was over it.
She's fucking over it. And although they didn't move in, Judy and Maria would spend their days in their apartment and return home to sleep. Aww.
Well, they like, could probably like watch their shows and shit there. Yeah. Yeah.
Live a happy life. And they're like, just go home so he fucking leaves us alone. Maria was resentful and didn't think that she should have to leave behind all the things that she had bought with Judy's money. Damn. Okay. So maybe that's why she didn't fully move out. She got more of it, though. She's I bet like, that Land Before Time brought in some fucking funds.
I need someone to help move all of my dressers and stuff. I don't have another man.
I need a strong man.
Maybe a
this
plumber.
Strong man's mad at me. Maria told friends that she was going to leave Joe, and it was just going to take time to work it all out. So now it's May of 1988, and 1 month before her 10th birthday, Judy was at an audition for Anne Marie in All Dogs Go to Heaven.
Oh.
And Judy had a mental breakdown and was uncontrollably sobbing to the point she couldn't speak. Judy's agent was like, get this kid to a child psychiatrist. That's in all caps. So she must have yelled it. The psychiatrist was like, yikes!
That's how she spelled it.
Stat! This kid is 100% red flags, and she called CPS. Yay!
Oh, good.
Child psychiatrist.
Yeah.
Yay, agent. Maria told the agent that there was a plan of action to leave Joe. They had an apartment, and they're well on their way to safety. And the agent dropped the investigation.
Like, okay, they're getting out. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Judy did get the role, and she was cast as the voice of Anne Marie.
She is? That was another one of my favorite movies.
You've never fucking seen it.
I know.
Because they go to heaven. God damn it.
Well, not all of them.
It says all dogs go to heaven.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't watch it because I was like, I don't like it when animals die.
They don't die.
They're in heaven. What are you fucking talking about? I bet it opens with everybody dying. And you're like, okay. Oh my God, this is awful. I don't like the beginning really of sad. 101 Dalmatians either because they're all being fucking abused. I'm like, this is awful. Every fucking fairy tale is literally awful. And when it has to do with animals and shit, I'm out. Like Lion King almost lost me. If I wasn't in a fucking movie theater where I couldn't leave when I first saw it, I would have bounced out after Mufasa and been like, don't like it. But when you make me stick around, I'm like, actually, this is really good.
It's really good.
Yeah, but if I'm not forced to, out. But like people and shit, like Beauty and the Beast, I'm fine.
That's fine. Yeah. You can abuse a person.
But when...
Keep a dad in a cage.
But when the dad... Yeah, that's fine. Fucking totally fine. But when Mauricio fucking beats a wolf with like a branch or something when he's outside of the gates and the wolf goes, argh! I fucking hated it. I was like, oh my God, that is so traumatic. It's a problem. It's a problem.
It sounds like a problem because the wolf was angry and mean. He was gonna...
I know, I'm trying to kill him. And yeah. I'm like, oh my God, don't hit him. Just run away, you goddamn wimp. And then he did, into the castle. And he became the prisoner. Anyway, okay, so she got the role. Judy was seen riding her bike near her home on the afternoon of July 25th, 1988. It's suspected that, I wonder if she never actually got to play the role. I don't know because I never watched the movie.
Well, I don't recognize the voice. And it was a cartoon, so.
Okay.
Well, at least the one that I watched. I don't know if it was a real live action, but.
It would 100% be the voice.
Yeah.
What do you mean live action?
Well, you said I wouldn't know if it was her because I never watched the movie.
Oh, but like, I guess I meant the voice.
I also don't know if it was her, and yeah. I watched the movie too many times.
But you don't recognize the voice, so maybe you're right.
But I mean.
Anyway, okay. Judy was seen riding her bike near her home on the afternoon of July 25th, 1988. It's suspected that on this afternoon, Joe had found out about the Panorama City apartment. How would he not fucking know? They're gone all the time.
I know, right? Where'd you go?
Right? Late that night, Maria was startled awake by a single gut shot coming from Judy's room.
No.
She ran down the hallway before she was shot in the head by Joe. Joe had just shot Judy in the head while she slept.
Oh, my God. I didn't know that's what happened.
Yeah. Joe stepped over Maria's body in the hallway, went to sleep, and lived the next 2 days of his life as usual.
Ah!
On July 27th, 1988, at 8:30 a.m., a neighbor heard a gunshot, and smoke began to billow from the Barcy home. The bodies of Judy and Maria were covered in gasoline and set on fire. This was the same neighbor that Maria talked to earlier. She said, he's done it. He's killed them and set fire in the house, just like she said he would.
Oh, my God.
Joe had gone into the garage and shot himself in the head after setting a fire inside the home. The Los Angeles County CPS launched a full internal investigation and overhauled their procedures to ensure that this didn't happen to anyone else. This is so sad.
That is really fucking sad. I didn't know that's what happened.
And she's so sweet.
She's so cute.
She's fucking adorable. I didn't know she had like a, you know, like a tinyism.
Yeah, like a
condition. That's probably why she's so fucking cute.
Right?
You know, like 10, like 12, smart. 11, they start to get like,
gangly.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Like, give it a couple years. I'm sure she'll turn out pretty.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, God, how sad.
I know. Maria and Judy told people what was happening, and despite going through the proper channels, they were let down by the system. New protocol was put in place and agents were provided more support. Following their deaths with no family in California, Maria and Judy were buried in unmarked graves for 16 years.
Why?
That's insane. Because they didn't have anybody in California. Everybody's in Hungary.
Yeah, but like everyone knows who they are.
Yeah, I guess nobody fucking cared, clearly. Like the agent didn't want to be like, hey man, you want to put her name on that? I'll come to the funeral.
You, like the fucking Land Before Time empire couldn't be like, we'll pay for a fucking grave marker. Yeah.
It wasn't until 2004 when two headstones were given to them through an online fundraiser.
When was this? 2000 what?
Four. That's insane, right?
That's insane.
The iconic catchphrase, yup, 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 is on Judy's headstone.
Of course it is.
How does it go? Did I do it wrong?
Yup, yup, yup.
Is that why you said that? I didn't even get it then. I was like, yeah, I guess my kid talks quick.
God damn it.
Judy didn't live long enough to see her performance in Land Before Time or All Dogs Go to Heaven, so she is the voice in All Dogs Go to Heaven. What? She's like a fucking icon in your life.
She is literally an icon in my life.
Shot her in the head while she was asleep at the age of 9.
That's so sad.
Right? Or maybe it was 10. A song, quote, Love Survives from the All Dogs Go to Heaven soundtrack was written in Judy's memory.
You know, there is a memorial at the end of that movie. But I was like too young to read at the time. But so, then like I got older and you see it, like, it at the end.
Is it her picture in a circle or something?
I don't know if it was her picture. I don't remember that. But there, it's like the, you know, black screen, white writing. And it's like in memory of whatever, blah, blah, blah.
I'm going to have to pay attention. In April of 2020, the Barcy House was featured on an unconventional, tasteless as fuck home renovation show called Murder House Flip. The new owners claim the home is haunted. Didn't it catch on fire? I guess it didn't burn to the ground.
Yeah.
They must have put that shit out. I didn't know that was still a thing. Also, I haven't seen the Tasteless show. I've heard of it, Murder House Flip, but I kind of want to watch it. But she says tasteless and terrible, so maybe I'm tasteless and terrible.
I feel like we're tasteless and terrible, too. Yeah, so, I mean, like, don't throw stones. But
maybe it's really bad, though. I don't really know.
Maybe.
Maybe she's like, just, it was right here, like this. Oh, God. I would probably watch that, though. Tasteless and terrible I am.
Tasteless and terrible
But I would never admit it, you know?
You are right now, though.
I would never brag about it.
I would never do it on camera.
Yeah. Yeah, I would never have, like, people follow me around.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll watch it and I'll let you know if it's tasteless and terrible.
Thank you.
But I trust Critty, so.
I do too.
She keeps us in line.
For the most part, yeah.
A lot.
As much as she can.
Yeah. It's a tough job. Anyway, that's the fucking story. You want to read the things?
I do.
Thanks, Critty, by the way.
Thanks, Critty, for that. I didn't
know all of that.
I knew either
that he shot her and that she would, like people knew that she was being abused, and I knew that he caught the house on fire. I didn't remember that he killed himself.
I knew that she was being abused and that people knew, kind of. Mm-hmm. But I don't think I ever actually, like, looked it up or anything. And people would just say, like, oh, her father abused her, and then he killed her. And so in my brain, I was like, oh, he hit her, and then she died. In that kind of a way.
How awful that the mom knew what happened.
Well, the mom was in it, too, though. Like, in the abuse.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, like, she heard the gunshot. It woke her up, and she fucking knew, and she ran towards the bedroom. Yeah.
That's
insane. That's so horrifying. It triggers my anxiety to think about.
Yeah.
So let's read some questions.
So anyway, here we are.
Question number one.
I never know which way I do it. I think I did 50.
We always end on a 10. Like, we do 10. So that would be we read 50. We've done this 5 times. I can't believe we're going to go through this whole book. I'm excited.
I know. Number 51. If you could gain any one ability or quality you admire in someone else, what would you choose? Do you think you could develop that ability or quality just by working at it?
Sure, if I fucking had
dedicated patience. Life to it. Yeah.
It would be to, like, genuinely be a good person in my mind first. Like, I think terrible thoughts and I judge people all the time, but I wish that I genuinely gave people the benefit of the doubt. But I'm constantly, like...
That feels naive to me.
See? But, like, when they're right, you're like, oh, my God, I'm an asshole.
Yeah.
Like, I told you an experience earlier. Like, I'm fucking awful. Like, in my head, I'm really a terrible person.
Yeah. Yeah.
I filter so much. I just told you I might like this murder house thing. And I understand why it's wrong. And I understand all that. I'm just, like, authentically myself on this podcast, which I probably shouldn't be. It's probably the least safest place for me to be authentically myself. But, like, I'm not a good person in my head.
Yeah.
Or I am, but, like, there are percentage. There's a small percentage of the time where I'm just like, I'm not buying your fucking bullshit. You probably did this shit on purpose. You're like, awful person. Blah.
Like, think the worst of people.
Yeah, like, when somebody cuts you off, you know how you'd be like, well, maybe they need to get there first. Like, I wish I had that. Instead, I'm like, you are such a dick. Like, I wish we didn't have fucking cars surrounding us right now, so you had to look at my goddamn face right now and you had to see who you fucking cut off. That is so goddamn rude. I am a human, you know? Like, yeah, yeah. That shit.
I switch between those daily. Like, the same day sometimes even, where I'm like, this motherfucker better not. You didn't merge in time. I guess that's your fucking problem and I'm not going to look the face of death. In fact, I'm going to ride this car's ass. Not for you, fucker. And then there's other days where I'm like, come on in, buddy. I know it's hard. Yeah. Life's hard. This is a hard merch. Yeah. You got to get in here, you know? I'll just be a little late to work. I don't really give a fuck.
Like, I do the same thing.
The same day.
But I wish I was just chill 100% of the time. Like, yeah. It's just like, yeah, man, I get it, dude. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it is know. Naive.
I sometimes mean, I'm sure you got to people fight for stuff. And have you ever flipped someone off inside your car? Oh, feels
oh,
good.
Oh, girl. I have been followed.
It's true. Feels good mm-hmm. up until, you know, you yeah. get followed or whatever.
Yeah. Although I didn't flip her off. I just laughed because she was flipping me off, which evidently is worse.
Yeah. Brandon used to blow kisses at people that would flip him off. And that's also.
Oh, I want to do that.
Not what they like.
I want to do
that. Hey, sweetheart.
Kisses, motherfucker.
Love you.
Oh, my God. I love it. What about you? What would you
do? I don't actually know. I kind of like that. But I think I want, like, I want that fucking type A personality. Like, I want the organized, everything is together. You fucking remember all the dates and all
that'd
the things.
Be nice. Yeah.
All of that. What was the second half of it? Do you think you could develop it by just working at it?
Sure.
No.
Tried.
I don't. I mean, maybe if I, like, worked at not smoking pot or something, yeah. you know? Or, like, yeah. not.
Like, that would be called trying. Like, if you cared enough. See, I feel like if I cared enough, I would have the willpower. I just don't care enough about shit. Like, I want that for myself, and that sounds great. But when I'm mad, I'm not going to be like, Stacey, don't think that.
Three
like,
deep breaths.
Fuck this person.
And let him in.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I don't think my brain works that way. Like, I'm not a fucking rememberer. I used to be a rememberer. Mm-hmm. I used to remember all kinds of shit, and now I'm like, everything must be written down. If it is not written down in the timely fashion when highlighted,
that's fucking called didn't fucking happen.
Yeah, it probably is. I don't think I could work at it.
It's I'll be just completely honest. Part of my personality.
That's just gone now.
Yep. We don't need that.
Number 52. While walking in the park, you see a stranger and realize with absolute certainty that if you go over and introduce yourself, the two of you will fall in love more deeply than you even imagine possible.
Oh my God.
But you also know that in 6 months, the person would be hit by a bus and killed.
Oh my God.
Would you go over to the person or leave?
If I were single, yes.
Assume you know that once you decide, you'll forget what lies ahead. You're going to forget they're going to die. If you were single, you'd go over, fall in love immediately and be like, anyway, bus.
Yeah. You'd get to be in love for like 6 months. And then you'd be like, oh, I got to feel true love. That's why I'm here. I'm here as a fucking spiritual entity.
You're also
going to
feel true fucking disaster.
I fucking chose that path then, I guess, literally in the moment.
You know what you could do?
What?
Well, yeah, I guess you'd forget. I was like, get that fucking marriage license and a life insurance policy. You didn't control the bus.
Honestly. Just privy to some information.
Just privy to some information. But I guess if you don't know what lies ahead.
Yeah, you're not going to know that part.
Yeah. And yeah. It's only 6 months. Like, that's not enough time to get married and, yeah. You know, go through the whole motions.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think I would go.
No, you'd be like, that's okay. I'll find another.
That's okay.
Yeah. Does this mean, like, there's nobody else?
No, it mustn't.
Like,
you know?
That's just your one true love.
Doesn't even say that.
Is it like one true
the two of you will
first
fall in love more deeply than you even imagine possible. You can have that shit with anyone.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. So then why waste your fucking
because it's right there.
Sad
if I'm single,
energies.
It's right there. I'd be like, hell yeah, let's go.
Yeah, but then you're just wasting 6 months of your life and then longer than that because you're going to be grieving and stuff.
I mean, listen, like I said, I'm the spiritual being here to have a fucking human experience. Maybe that's my fucking path. I also want to feel the sad. I felt the sad. It sucks.
Yeah, it's terrible.
I don't want to do it again. I feel
like
I did that.
And then you have, like, PTSD from it and shit.
I checked that one off the list.
And then every greyhound that comes by, you're going to be like,
I haven't seen a greyhound in so long. I think I'll be okay. Also, but what if it's just a school bus? I see those all the time. Can you imagine being triggered by a school bus? Ah, get down!
Could you imagine if your spouse died by getting hit by a school bus?
It's just the stop sign. Hit him in the head the right way. Anyway, okay.
Stop. If you could use a voodoo doll to hurt whoever you wished, would you use it on anyone? If so, who?
See question number one, where I was like, I wish that I wasn't such a dick.
Yes, the guy in front of me who got me off in the fucking merge, who didn't merge in time.
I don't have anybody in my life right now that I could use
would
it on,
voodoo on.
But I would love to have that option because you never know what the world's going to hold.
That's true.
Although it would be fun to voodoo Trump. But would I know? I wouldn't know. I'd want to know
if
it was working. If I had, like, a live stream and I'm like, huh, I fucked their leg up.
I guess you kind of do, like, State of the Unions and stuff. You could be like, boop.
And he's, like, touching his nose and you're like, I'm doing that.
Yeah, you're like, oh, that's me. And then you're like, boop. And he's like, I got a shit. Anyway, the meeting's canceled.
See, that's great voodoo ideas. I was thinking, like, you know, anyway, and now I'm going to stab you in the kidney and you're going to die slow death.
Oh, that's mine different. Is more like a strong inconvenience.
Yeah. Yours is healthier.
You're going to feel like you're going to die.
Yeah, but, like, you're fine.
Okay, if someone threw a party for you and invited everyone who ever mattered to you, who would you be most excited about seeing and most anxious about? Why?
Dead or alive?
It doesn't say. Usually these
dead or alive, my dad. 1,000.
Excited or anxious?
Excited.
Probably
also,
both,
I don't think we could talk
like
about that
ghosts?
Too long. Huh?
I said probably both, because ghosts?
Yeah, maybe. I was going to say, I don't think we could talk about that too long, because I will cry.
Yeah.
I'm too emotionally raw. But if that was an option, yes. If it weren't an option, I'd be excited to see my family. Like, do I have to pick just one person? That's really hard.
I'm going to be completely honest. Out of everyone in my life that matters, I'd be most excited to see you. And most anxious about everyone else.
Yeah, like, this is hard.
Yeah, like, can you get me through this social interaction? Thank God you're here.
Oh, my God, right? Like so true. Like,
I'd be very excited
be
to
my
see
side?
Everyone else. Yeah. Yeah, but, like, you're, like, my security blanket.
Yeah, that's so unhealthy, and I support it.
Yeah, and then people are like, oh, my gosh, Erin, what are you doing? And I'm like, anyway, this is Stacey.
Yeah, right?
Here's what we do together.
I'd be so, like, I don't know if I could pick just one. I'd be so excited to see Jamie Ann. Like, I love seeing her. Every time she comes, it's just like nothing, no time fucking pass.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Is there somebody I haven't thought about in a long time that I'd be like, holy fucking shit.
Whoever mattered.
Yeah.
Whoever mattered?
Yeah. That's so many people.
Anyone who ever mattered? What if they don't matter anymore?
I know. That's what I'm talking about.
Who's in control of the guest
list? It'd be so fun to see people I haven't seen in forever.
Yeah.
I'd be excited. Anybody I'm anxious about?
I don't want to see people I haven't seen in forever. I'm going to be completely honest. Like, Jamie Ann, love her. Let's get her in here. But, like, my elementary school bestie?
Hard pass. That would make you anxious.
I don't know her.
Yeah.
I don't know her at all.
That bitch is different.
That bitch different. I barely remember her name.
I remember when Facebook was first a thing, or maybe it was MySpace. I don't really remember. I reached out to my elementary school bestie. She was not interested. And I was like, okay. I got it.
My bad.
I used to think you were so cool. And I still do. Like, even looking at her shit, I'm like, oh my gosh, she's so cool. Not interested. She's like, oh, yeah, cool. I kind of remember you. I'm like, oh, my God. Okay.
I kind of remember you. Well, okay. I had a different perception of how
I fucking adored you.
Thought we were best friends.
I have so many good memories of third grade together.
Ready?
Yeah.
While on a trip, your spouse or lover spends a night with a stranger. If you knew they'd never meet again and you wouldn't otherwise find out about it, would you want your partner to tell you? If roles were reversed, would you confess what you'd done?
What are you doing? Like, spending a night? Wink, wink?
I think so.
Yeah.
Because, they better fucking tell me.
Yeah, like, what the fuck?
And then I will murder them accordingly or whatever, you know?
Yeah. Then I'll be a jealous bitch.
Yeah.
Sure.
I am too jealous for that.
Yeah.
Like, he better never fucking tell me. But if I find out and he didn't tell me...
Yeah, then you're dead.
That's worse.
Then you're dead. That's worse. Then I would feel betrayed.
Yeah, so he'd have to tell me. Of course I'd want him to tell me. But, like...
Don't.
It's over.
But, like, don't... Like, but, like, now I hate you.
But, like, okay, thanks for that, for ending it as smoothly as you tried to.
Yeah.
Who is she?
Okay, but first they didn't really... are they just hanging out talking for an entire night?
I don't give a fuck. Spent the night?
Okay. You are a little more harsher than me.
Spent the night?
Also, I don't have boundaries, so...
That's true.
So I wouldn't listen to me.
I guess I would...
Like, if you slept...
Together?
And boned?
Yeah.
That is absolutely... I'm with you. But, like, what if you're just, like...
What if you found out that he's stayed over at some chick's? I'm assuming it's a chick, right?
Strangers. And it's somebody I don't know. Somebody just randomly met. He just slept over at their house.
And he talked well into the morning. All we did was talk. Emotions.
Cool. Like, whatever makes him happy.
Yeah, I don't think I'm that chill.
Yeah. I mean, I would be a little jealous. Yeah, I'd be like, oh, man, can you do that with me? And then if he was like, yeah, I didn't know you wanted to do that, I'd be like, this is a great opportunity for us to talk about that. Let's do that.
Let's do that.
I want to be that person. But, like, if he was like, she just gets me away that you don't, then I'd be like, oh, well, now I have to stab you.
Yeah.
But if he was like, it wasn't intentional, just happened, it worked out really cool, it's really cool because we do XYZ and she really relates, I'd be like, that's really cool that you found somebody like that.
Yeah.
But, like, don't touch her where she pees because I will stab you. I'll cut off your hand.
Yeah.
You only touch me where I pee.
And also, don't go inside their house. It's like,
don't go inside their house.
Yeah, like middle school fucking, rules here. You stay in the street. You know, like if you're outside, you're camping.
See, I trust them enough that I'm not worried about that, though. Mm. But if they were banging, then that'd be a different story.
Listen, I'm just a very jealous person.
Yeah, I'm not enough jealous. What?
I don't think I knew that about myself until...
Well, I think you're normal, honestly. I think you're normal, and I think I have some sort of weird disconnection where, like, I don't value myself and I don't have boundaries, so I'm just, like, I literally think about the other person. Like, I'm thinking from, in this story, when you're telling me this, I'm thinking from his perspective, if he just found this person that he can, like, he just fucking meshes with and it meant something to him, like, personally, emotionally, he got something out of that, I'd be fucking stoked for him. Like, that's so cool you found somebody like that. I want to be that for you. Like, can I have that opportunity? And if he was, like, impossible, then I'd be like, well, now I'm jealous. But I feel like it would just open up an opportunity for him to be like, man, I just never knew I could talk about something like that with somebody. And I'd be like, let's do it.
See, you said you always assume the worst. And I know. Think you don't. Because I'm like, nope. Immediately no. And you're like, what if they're just having a chat?
Well, I mean, like.
What if he was just late for work and that's why he cut me off?
Yeah, but I don't always think that, though. Like, if you inconvenience me, see, like, him spending an entire night chatting with somebody is
you're
not
like,
an inconvenience
I got
to
starfish the
I'm
bed.
I'm starfishing the bed. He's getting some emotional fulfillment. It doesn't feel like cheating or anything because I know that he loves me and I matter. Like, I'm not, like, I'd be like, wow, that's really cool. I have that with you. I can sit with you all night and talk. Like, of course, I'm not touching you where you pee or anything. And we're not going to make out and have babies.
Yeah.
And you're a chick, so I know
it's
that
a lot
helps
of
a
solid
lot.
Points you're making.
Yeah, but there's still a lot of emotional connection that you and I have.
Yeah.
That a lot of people should have.
Yeah, I agree.
I feel bad.
They should have some kind of an emotional connection with someone, but not anyone who's not me, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I would love that, but, you know, if you got it somewhere else. Sometimes the fucking world just works that way, you know? And you're like, we're just fucking, we jive, we're besties. I'd be like, hell yeah, fucking get it. She better be cool with me, though.
I think it's very situational then.
Yeah.
I would need a lot of information. You need to come at me with all the side information before you come at me with, like, and anyway, we ended up staying the night because I...
Also, I have a lot of guy friends, though, so I would be mad if Lee told me, like, I couldn't do that. Like, if he was like, I don't feel comfortable. We fucking have hung out with Drew into the sunset watching fucking the waves rolling on the beach.
Yeah.
Talking into the night about life. If Lee was like, I don't feel, I mean, granted, we're always all together, but, like, if Lee was like, I don't feel comfortable with that, I'd be like, ooh, hard pass. First of all, tell me why, and then if your points are valid, I'll listen and I'll respect that boundary. But if you're just jealous, then hard pass. Like, I can't do it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I'm a person.
I'm a person.
Yeah, like, I'm who I am, and I'm not going to, like, hide it in my relationship just to make you happy, because then I'll resent you, and then it's not going to work out anyway.
That's fair. That's fair.
I say all this, but, like, I never, like,
I just see a stranger. Like,
what the fuck?
Stay the night, and I'm just going to fucking stab you both. Yeah. Too quick.
Yeah. You know? Two quick ones. Mm-hmm. Ask questions later.
Yeah.
I'd be like, that's cool. What'd you guys talk about?
I would ask the exact same question, but like, that's cool. What'd you guys talk about? You know? Like, I know you didn't fucking talk.
Yeah. I see. I wouldn't want to be presented the same way. I'd be like, oh, ew.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't either.
Yeah. It's not about what I want in return.
I don't think I'm a good person. I think we switched roles again.
I love how much we learn about ourselves in this.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have your character and humanity been forged more by pleasure and success or by pain and disappointment?
Pain and disappointment, are you kidding? I have no boundaries and no self-worth. Constantly disappointed every day in my life.
100% pain and disappointment.
Yeah. Are you fucking kidding?
Where'd you get that trauma response? I don't know, from all the fucking trauma.
I don't even know. Like, literally, I'm not even joking. Just yesterday, I was crying, sobbing in my bed, asking Lee, like, what did I do wrong in this world that, like, all my great karma is just fucking gone? Like, where is everybody taking care of me? Where is all the fucking rich money falling from the sky because I've done all the great deeds and things and my life is just coasting and easy and I'm in a great, positive, happy mood, so everything great and positive, happy is gonna happen to me? That fucking shit ain't working. I've been manifesting like a motherfucker. Ain't a single thing falling to my lap. God damn it. What the fuck? Sobbing. And he's just like, oh my God.
He's like, anyway, I have to go.
She's delusional. I'm like, I don't get it. I don't get it. Busting my ass. Yeah, I'm proud of where I'm at. Was it given to me? No.
No.
Would some people maybe argue certain things? Sure. I'm sure they would, but I would fucking proudly disagree.
I have had a lot given to me.
This fucking car.
But I feel like my character and humanity.
Well, you may have had some things. I wouldn't say a lot. You may have had some things given to you, but you might have earned those from the damage that you took prior to getting those things.
See, and that's where I think. Yeah, that's right. Like, I got stuff given to me, but, like, at a cost.
I fucking have paid the cost. Where is it? I think I'm just picking all the hard routes.
No, it's coming.
Pretty was telling us, like, sell all your shit, fucking move out into nowhere and live your happy life.
She was.
I think I'm just taking the hard route. I think I need to just do it, and I'm too scared because I'm a little bitch.
Yeah, it's hard. Well, it's also, like, so much, you know?
It's a lot of work, too.
It's so much work.
I'm pretty lazy, and I'm already here. But I would love, hey, fucking millionaires, can we fall from the sky and just grant me a bunch of money? Can somebody sign me to their goddamn will just because they have nobody else and then all of a sudden fucking die because you're old and then all of a sudden I'm like, oh, hey, this random person really liked you and they fucking thought it was super cool, so they gave you all this money? Because, you know, if I have a lot of money, I'm going to give it to everybody anyway. I'm going to get what I need just to live comfortably. I don't even need a fucking mansion. I don't want a mansion. That's so much work to take care of a mansion.
That's true.
But I just don't want any debt. I want to be able to buy my kids food and let them play sports. I don't need to do fancy shit. I don't want a fucking yacht. That sounds like extra work.
Yeah.
I just want to get high, chill, listen to music, have barbecues, karaoke. Like, I'm a very basic human being. And I'm fighting tooth and fucking nail just to get that shit.
That's fair.
And I'm having minty bees all the time. Anyway, thanks for coming to my TED Talk.
You're welcome. Hey, so if you had to either change professions or move to another part of the country, which would you prefer? What new career change or location comes first comes to mind?
Sorry, boss.
I knew you were going to say that.
It's just been so bad at work lately.
Yeah. I guess I would change locations if I had to.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I could change. If I had to, then I would change career because I like San Diego. I like where I'm at. Yeah, I like my friends and shit like that. Yeah. Or can I make my location just San Diego, but also like a new house with a big acreage? Because I want that.
I don't know. I don't know the rules of this book.
You know, they didn't really specify.
Very vague.
Is the idea of being forced into such a change appealing in any way? Does the money to pay for it come with it?
Honestly, I have a lot of questions. Because, yeah, if it works out my favor, of course, yeah, make it fucking happen. I just begged for somebody to give me a bunch of money so I could, like, lay around all day
exactly.
long.
Exactly. So what, change location? Does that mean that my house is paid for wherever I want?
Or do you mean, like, my house fucking burned down and everybody's dead and now I'm being forced to move somewhere where the fucking swamps of Louisiana? No, I don't want that. That sounds awful.
Yeah, that sounds the opposite.
Yeah, I have a lot of questions about this question.
All right, well, now, are there people you envy so much that you'd actually want to trade lives with them?
Yes, I cry about it all the time. Yesterday, I was like, Jesus Christ, where are all these fucking rich bitches I'm watching on this goddamn below deck yacht thing? And they're like, don't have the olives I like. Like, where did you get all this money and you're fucking 18?
So, if so, who? The people on below deck?
I guess. Anybody who has had shit handed to them.
I just want shit handed to me.
I just want it.
Hand me things! I don't think I've ever thought about something in such a way. Like, celebrities and stuff never really interested me, so I was never like, oh man, I wish I was a fucking Kardashian. Because first of all, I don't want the attention.
Hard. Yeah.
I don't want any of that.
I don't want to be, like, not able to walk outside of my house.
Yeah, I don't want spotlight. Awful. I don't want limelight.
And I don't want to be responsible for having to do things.
Yeah, even our people have been like, you need to make more TikToks. And we're like, you need to watch what you're saying.
I'm lazy.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do any of that.
I'm lazy.
That sounds hard.
Yeah.
For an all-expenses-paid, one-week vacation anywhere in the world, would you be willing to tear the wings off a beautiful butterfly? If so, would you be troubled enough to enjoy your trip any less? What about stepping on a cockroach? 1 week, all-expenses-paid, anywhere in the world.
Honestly, yeah.
You're going to tear up a beautiful butterfly? Yeah, turn that bitch to dust?
It didn't say if it was alive, and yes, I would. Because here's how I would right my wrong. I would grow more butterflies. I would get one of those things, and I would nurse them all for the rest of my life. I'd be like, that one was a sacrifice.
This is a martyr for the rest of them. Yeah. I like that you read between the lines there, and you were like, listen, it could have been dead.
Could have been dead already. I'd rip it off. Also, cockroach, for sure, alive. They're gross. I smushed them. They're gross. The hardest part about me squishing a cockroach to get an all-week expenses paid is the crunch.
That's the worst.
That I have to think about for that whole week on vacation.
What about a snail?
I'd crunch it. I crunch them all the time on accident.
I know, but would you do it on purpose?
Yes. There's so many snails. Have you ever seen how many snails there are?
Yeah, I have. But, like, I don't think I could physically bring myself to step on a snail.
Or a one week all expenses. If you could go to Hawaii tomorrow, like what we did, Hawaii, tomorrow, you wouldn't step on a snail right now? I would.
I think I would have to, like, walk around in the area a lot and hope that I stepped on it.
Just, like, fucking pacing, like, is it there?
Have I reached it yet? Or, like, do a double jump in the air and, like, you know,
is it because of the crunch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's because I can feel it.
It's not the moral of, like.
I can feel it in my foot now.
Yeah, I can too.
Yeah.
Do you know, it's just like that thing about, like, you know what everything feels like on your tongue,
even though
you never licked everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing. Anyway, yeah, I would feel terrible, just for the record, if it were a live butterfly and I ripped its wings off. I would feel awful the entire time and hate it, and I'd feel so bad. Like I said, I'd grow so many fucking butterflies. I'd become a butterfly martyr, and I would do everything that I could to right that one wrong because that's who I am. Like, as a kid, I remember smushing a bug, and I fucking made it a grave out of popsicle sticks, and I was like, here lies bug, and I put roses around it because I felt so bad that I squished it after I squished it.
Yeah.
So, like, I would feel bad, but it's worth it for a butterfly.
That's true. Fair.
I don't even know how long they live.
My kids will play with, like, roly polies and stuff and be like, all right, time to go inside. And they're like, okay. This happened one time. It's not all the time. And I was horrified. But I was, they're like, okay, no problem. Put it on the ground. Fucking stomped it out. And I was like, what the fuck was was that? And they're like, we're done. Like, we're done playing. So, you know, time to go inside.
Oh, my God.
I was like, Jesus fucking Christ.
We kept roly-polies in a jar for, like, 3 days, and they were looking a little slow. And I'm like, oh, my God, we're going to dump it. And I dumped them back in.
Into
nature.
And my
dad was like, that was really nice, like, you that you thought about it. And I'm like, I mean, they're alive. Jesus, what a slow, painful death.
Honestly. My kids made it quick and easy.
Yeah. Hey, listen.
All right, last one. If you wanted to take a new and uncertain path in your life, but your friends really didn't want you to, would you go ahead against their wishes if you thought it was right for you?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck what you guys think.
I mean, like, I care, but, like, if I honestly, truly thought it was right for me, I'd be like, listen, I appreciate you.
Yeah. That's what I mean by
I hear what you're saying.
Fuck. Yeah. Like, if I think it's right for me,
yeah,
you can tell me that's awesome. Yeah. But, like, I don't give a fuck.
I appreciate your input, but, like, at the end of the day, it's still my decision.
If you were like, this is the worst idea ever, I'd be like, I don't give a fuck.
Like, maybe for you.
I wish you wouldn't say that because it's making me uncomfortable, but.
Yeah, because I really want to do it and I don't.
And I would really like to be validated all the time as a people pleaser, but. Is that it? Is
that's
that ours?
It. That's it. And that's all, ladies and gents.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us on this edition of Patreon.
This special edition. This special critty-sponsored edition of Patreon.
That's right, goddammit.
You're the best.
Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.